This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Multiple explosions have been heard in Kyiv after air raid sirens sounded in Ukraine's capital and elsewhere across the country. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has our story.
The thunderous echoes of what sounded like repeated blasts have rattled across the capital. Mayor Vitali Klitschko posted on Telegram that one of the capital's infrastructure facilities has been hit. He urged people to stay in shelters. The air alert continues. Klitschko didn't give further details, and there was no further information on whether and what targets may have been hit. Russia's been repeatedly pounding Ukraine's wartime capital and power facilities across the country in recent weeks, causing widespread blackouts. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine's nuclear energy firm Energoatom said a number of units were shut down at a nuclear power plant in southern Ukraine Wednesday because of a loss of power during the airstrikes across the country. Russian rockets slammed into the maternity ward of a hospital overnight in southern Ukraine, killing a newborn. The regional governor said on Wednesday morning it happened in a small city located in the Ukrainian-held north of the Zaporizhia region. Ukrainian emergency services later reported that a woman in labor and a doctor had been rescued from the ruined building. The European Parliament on Wednesday voted on a resolution labeling Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism for its invasion of and actions in Ukraine.
We move on the resolution on recognizing the Russian Federation as a state sponsor of terrorism. There is a joint motion for a resolution tabled by three groups. We vote first on paragraph one, original text by roll call. Vote is open.
This is VOA News. Search and rescue operations are still underway at this hour for victims of the devastating earthquake in western Indonesia. Local officials said Tuesday more than 268 people have died, while more than 150 others are still missing. The 5.6 magnitude quake hit Indonesia's West Java province on Monday. Police confirmed six people have died during a shooting at a Walmart in the U.S. state of Virginia Tuesday night, several others wounded. Officers responding to a report of a shooting in Chesapeake found several victims as they swept through the store over the course of about 40 minutes, according to local authorities. It was the second high-profile shooting in a handful of days. A person opened fire at a gay nightclub in Colorado late Saturday, killing five people and wounding 17. The person suspected in that killing is scheduled to make a first court appearance today. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more on that.
22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldridge is scheduled to appear in court by video from jail. According to court filings by Aldridge's defense team, Aldridge is non-binary and uses the pronouns they and them. Aldridge was beaten into submission by patrons during Saturday night's shooting at Club Q. Investigators say the motive behind the shooting is still unclear, but Aldridge faces possible murder and hate crimes charges. I'm Donna Warder.
The influential sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has warned the United States that it would face a, quote, more fatal security crisis as Washington pushes for UN condemnation of the North's recent intercontinental ballistic missile test. Kim Yo-jong's warning Tuesday came hours after the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. read a statement by 14 countries supporting action to limit North Korea's advancement of its weapons program. Kim called that statement disgusting and a wanton violation of our sovereignty. North Korea on Friday tested its most powerful Hwasong-17 missile, which some experts say could potentially strike anywhere in the U.S. mainland. King Charles III has welcomed South African President Cyril Ramaphosa to London for the first state visit of his reign. It includes a formal banquet as well as talks with government leaders focused on investment and green energy. Charles and Camilla, the Queen Consort, greeted Ramaphosa during a ceremony on Horse Guards Parade near Buckingham Palace. William and Kate, the Prince and Princess of Wales, also attended. The visit was organized before the death in September of Queen Elizabeth II. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.